A host of supporters, including several former governors, are calling on the legislature to resume funding for the conservation program known as Florida Forever. Former Governor Bob Martinez says that because of bonding, it will take only a small investment to fully fund the program.
It's not a large amount of money. It's $15 million to get $300 million. Growth is paying for it by virtue of paying the documentary stamps. We know that last year was a tough year in Tallahassee. My guess, it may be tough in 2010 as well. But I don't think we have the Everglades competing next year either, who took a very large sum of money because of the land acquisition program that was advocated by the state. So I don't believe we'll have that as competition either. So our hope is that between now and the time they adjourn in May, that we've been able to make the case to the majority, if not all, the House and Senate members to put that $15 million in the budget.
Cypress Point Park opened last year. It's located in West Tampa on the shores of Tampa Bay and was purchased using conservation funds. On Wednesday morning, representatives of the Florida Forever Coalition held a press conference near the beach in Cypress Point Park to stress that the legislature should resume the funding that was cut off from the program last year. Governor Martinez says that although lands have been purchased in Hillsborough County and around the state, the job's not completed.
There's a tremendous amount of acres from Key West to Pensacola that are sensitive for environmental reasons, which also are needed by roaming habitat like the bear and the panther, which also are needed to recharge our water resources so we have the potable water to be certain that those who live here have adequate supply. And also, it's becoming a great ecotourism business. And the more diversity you have in land acquisitions to protect that diverse wildlife population and plant system that we've got, the more ecotourism is going to improve.
Martinez was joined by representatives from environmental groups and by Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio. She says Florida Forever takes into account a long-term perspective rather than the typical politics of short-term gain.
Florida Forever was conceived by then-Governor Bob Martinez in 1990 in order to save Florida's environmental lands. It has been used over those past couple of decades as a great tool for local governments to use as leverage. For example, here in Hillsborough County with our ELAP program, a voter-funded initiative, we have been able to use Florida Forever as a partner in acquiring environmentally sensitive lands.
Because of the depressed value of property during the recession, Iorio says it's a great time to invest in lands and it's the wrong time to defund programs like Florida Forever. Lori McDonald, Florida Program Director with Defenders of Wildlife in St. Petersburg, says that the state's unique location makes it even more important to conserve lands.
This has resulted in this tremendous variety of habitat types, this tremendous variety of wildlife species that inhabit our wetlands, our uplands, the coast, the rivers, our ancient scrub habitat, all of this, to make it a very different place from anywhere else in the world. And so whether it's for economic reasons, whether it's for ecological reasons, whether it's for enjoyment reasons, let's protect Florida Forever itself, and let's protect Florida, let's fund Florida Forever as it should be.
Gainesville Mayor Peggine Hanrahan represents the Trust for Public Lands, which she says focuses on lands for people, just like Cypress Point Park.
The Florida Communities Trust program has allocated more than $60 million over the course of the long period of time for city and county government to take those local voter-approved programs like Mayor Iorio spoke about, the ELAP program here in Hillsborough County. More than 30 across the state have purchased properties like this that, again, bring Florida closer to the people that love her.